Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everybody? Dear Albie, there's five of us here, but it's a big show, and you know, obviously on the heels of our very big announcement, Chelsea here.
Hi.
So we have here. You know, why don't you introduce?
You're so good at it, though.
No, I mean it's a very pressure filled situation because number one. You know, your mother, my mother-in-law is here, number one. You guys have all met Dana before. She has returned.
Hi, guys.
This is a very exciting episode. How do you feel to be grandma?
Very excited.
It was a very, it's been a crazy few weeks, and I know I always say that, but this has been obviously the most crazy of the few weeks. And then we decided this would be, for whatever reason, an opportune moment to take this gigantic risk. And and I'd like to introduce you guys to, for the first time, my father-in-law, Chelsea's dad, has joined the show as well. Go on, introduce
Hello.
Yourself. This is going to be, at the end of this show, we're either going to find out why he's never in the show or it's been, because you know, here's the thing. Everyone's very used to my dad being on the show. Okay, you guys are very used to Papa Al on the show, and it's been rough for my mom, believe it or not, because he has become kind of like a bit of a sensation on the pod. Community loves him, and to be honest with you, mom doesn't get it all the time. She gives him some grief here and again. Okay, this may be the exact same thing that might be happening, and I have evidence to even back this up. But first of all, okay. Are there any anxieties on your end, Chell, with your dad joining the pod for the first time?
I mean, just the mic check had me scared. So we will.
You're scared during mic check?
We will see where this goes.
So
with Papa Anthony.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, you know, I have to ask in general. I mean, number one, like my mother, okay. Do you have reservations? We're spending a lot for as big of a news as we have coming. You see this? We're already eating up time. We're spending a lot on this. Do you have any anxieties before turning over the microphone?
Yes.
Okay. What are the anxieties?
Well, sometimes he says things that are very out of place.
So this is a whole, because it's very much we're going towards, you know, like my dad territory. But here we go. So we're gonna go. We're going to hand the mic over to my father-in-law, Anthony, for the very first time, for real.
He grabbed it very aggressively.
He really did. Introduce yourself to the community. Here you go. What would you like them to know about you, first of all? Just say hi.
Hi, everybody.
Microphone works.
Chelsea's dad. That's probably the most important role I have in this life right now.
Wow. Eden and Augusta, you hear that?
It's going to be a whole thing. Now, really quick. First of all, are you surprised it's taking you this long to do the show? Are you slightly offended? I know you listen.
I'm not offended.
You haven't been offended. Little,
I probably
little...
wasn't ready, but what? I don't know if the world's ready, so. Whoa, who said that?
So, the other reason I feel like there might be a bit of a meteoric sensation kind of move here is, so we did the announcement, right? We're going to speed up a little bit, and then I want to tell everybody, obviously, how we found out. We did the announcement. You put out a TikTok on your TikTok channel. I don't have a TikTok, so I don't know. And apparently, you got a lot of your dad got a lot of love on that.
Yes. So we did our announcement first on Instagram, our little conjoined announcement, and I also posted a similar video to our Instagram announcement on our TikTok because Lauren has been. You know, she's trying to get me to make that money like she is on TikTok. So she's like, you got to get those followers up, got to get those likes up. So we posted on there as well. And my whole family was involved in that post as well as Albie's. And everybody was like, you know, complimenting dad, saying he looked super young and Who's grandpa number one? Give us some more information.
But
on
there
grandpa.
Was. It was a lot. I actually felt a little insecure, but I mean, how were you liking the it was a lot.
If I recall, I didn't have a vest on, so
You did.
Absolutely. Wait, what? Had a vest
on. I did.
Well, for those who don't know, my father wears vests in every degree of weather.
That's fair.
Cold, hot, and he also bought Albie some vests. Albie's very into the vests now, too.
Begrudgingly. So, yeah, for you guys at home, you know, Chelsea's dad's big into the vests. I used to call him Marty McFly when we all, for like legit, like Back to the Future style vests. He's wearing one right now. I'm looking at one right now. Everyone else is in sweats. He's in jeans. He's got a vest. You got the whole, you know, he's pointing to it. I don't know. What is the point thing? What's the point thing?
We don't.
What are you pointing at?
We don't do ads for whatever your brand is. Yeah. So stop pointing to the brand.
So I don't know. He's very, what are you?
It's Chervo from Italy. Chervo.
I'm very happy for you. So he's got the vest. He's locked in. It's a whole thing. But no, he was getting. He's really, you know, it's almost, you got to get a picture of it. He's leaning back, lounging back right now in the chair. It's a moment right now.
Albie does that too, though. So my dad's like petting my mom's head right now while he's nervous. And Albie does that too. It's almost like a little fidget that Albie does. He'll like aggressively start petting my head.
But no.
And then it starts to dig in so hard. I'm like, okay, babe, that's good.
It's a whole thing. But no, you're getting a lot of flattery. A lot of people are saying you look 35 years old. He's so handsome.
Whoever said that.
I think somebody said he looks younger than the dad of the child coming.
No, it's awesome. No, it's great.
Yeah. That's not right.
I think they did, but it was probably a hater.
I don't know. I've had a long, just whatever. I didn't know who the person was, so I didn't see it. I was actually in a great mood, so you said that.
I'm sorry.
But here's the point. But you were getting a lot of love on there. How did it feel?
It felt great.
Now, so do you think you get a little, you know, it's going to...
I'm having issues, though, already with my wife, I think.
What's that?
Okay.
No, this is good. Let's just get right into it. What are the issues? What are we missing?
I think he's trying to say that she's jealous of the comments, but she also got comments too, so.
I'm not jealous. I'm very happy for you.
Happy or supportive?
What kind of filter did you use?
So here's what. There's so much anxiety going into this that we're ignoring the big stuff, that we're having a baby. A kid has come out this week, obviously. I couldn't get through an episode to save my life about it, and I kind of went with the fake out of, you know, there was just a lot of backstory behind, you know, where the show was, and there were so many different like new iterations that were going to come out, and then we got the news. We're finding out very shortly what the gender is, but we felt like we were going to get into a couple of different things on this show. Number one, give a little bit of backstory on when we found out, which very and true, I guess, you know. Definitely taken after me right out of the gate, making stuff awkward right away. We went to St. Martin. When did we go? It was like a month and a half ago, right?
Yeah, like third week of January.
Yeah. So we end up out there, and you had a pregnancy test on you. And we weren't like, you know, I guess we don't want to get into this, but like it was just like one of those, like we were praying really hard, I suppose. And it was just the kind of thing where we weren't necessarily, I didn't think anything was going to happen. Like this soon.
I mean, I didn't even tell you that I was going to pee on a stick, but we had just gotten there, and 30th birthday trip for me. My younger sister was turning 22 on this trip as well. We both had birthdays in January, and me and Albie were also taking a couple of days for our honeymoon, which we never got to do after our wedding, our first wedding, well, or our second wedding.
Yeah, we've had many weddings. But the thing is, like, you know, we took a while away, and then you guys had the trip. But pretty much every year we've gone on this trip. This is the same trip, just for a little reference. This is the same trip that last year almost killed me. So what a difference a year makes, okay? In death, there is new life now. Full year, whole different kind of a thing. But we land, and you're not feeling weird. I think you were feeling a little off that week, but, like, nothing. But you took a test literally, like 2 or 3 days before, and it was nothing.
It was about a week before that I took it. But when we had gotten on the trip, the day we got there, it was, you know, it was going to be a big drinking trip. It was going to be a lot of fun. We were all ready to have a good time. And I hadn't gotten my period for like 5-6 days then.
We don't talk about the period on the show much.
Well, not we're going to start. Well, actually, we're not going to start because I don't have it anymore right now. So.
A whole different
and
kind of
I don't know. For some reason, I was just like, let's pee on this stick. And then I started getting ready and I didn't even go back to the stick right away. And then I went to the stick and I was like, holy crap.
I didn't even know why you had the stick. So we get to St. Martin. So there's a lot of stick talk. So
it's
we
the shtick.
We get to St. Martin and there are these gigantic spiders everywhere. Everywhere. And I don't do spiders. I don't do snakes. We found out on that trip I don't do mice either. But, you know, very, very different. So we're sitting around. Me and you were sitting. We're sitting outside.
We were trying
right?
to start our cigar.
Yeah.
You know, we're here. Beautiful cigars. And you were looking at the spider web.
Yeah. It was like 20, 30 feet away. It
and
was like,
oh, my
you know,
God, there's a lot of creepy things in this
The spiders are like the size of like the palm of your hand. They were not small spiders. They were gigantic. They were really huge spiders down there.
Maybe the size of our growing baby's hand. They
so
were,
we finally
they were not
sit
the size
down.
Of an adult's like hand.
Hard, we light the cigars.
The size of a dog.
We're watching the sunset.
Yes. First night. We're there maybe an hour.
Four women are getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of hair dryers, noise.
Yep.
And we hear a scream.
Yeah.
And then take it from there.
Blood-curdling, crazy scream. Now, I am sitting here immediately. I looked next to me. I say to my father-in-law, look. I go, they had to see a spider. Like, this is bad. Like, I hear my exact words were, oh, my God. Holy shit. Oh, my God, I think I heard. What was it? But I heard my mother-in-law screaming. So you break down the whole. First of all, I didn't think I asked.
Please
you
mention the towel scene too.
You break it down now because I was the third person to find out. I guess third or fourth person. So why'd you take it to begin with, and then walk us through?
Well, I just told you I took it to begin with because I was late on my period.
It was there.
I did bring it on the trip because you know we. It's not like we weren't trying, and it's not like we were, you know, we weren't being super accurate about everything. But, you know, when you don't get your period as a girl, that's the first thing you think.
Mm.
So, like I said, I wasn't checking the test. I was doing my makeup. I walk by the test, and it says pregnant. It is right there in plain sight, says pregnant. Thank God I didn't drink on the plane. I mean, I know it doesn't matter that early, but... So it says pregnant, and the way our house was built that we had rented in St. Martin, it was a really long hallway from my room. Me and Al were kind of like the end hallway room.
All the presidential suite, by
yeah,
the
president. We had the best room.
It was actually kind of messed up. I was like, what are you doing? Yeah.
And so, I don't know, my first instinct was to just like scream and run through the house, and... I couldn't find anybody right away. So I ran into the bathroom where my mom was showering, thinking somebody had to be in there because I heard the shower on. And my mom had just turned off the shower and just wrapped herself in a towel. And I remember walking in there and just flashing my pee stick, probably dripped a little bit on her, just right in her face. And she dropped her towel. She dropped whatever else was in her hand. I think it was like body lotion, and her face was like, no, no way. And I was like, yeah, yeah way. And then we both screamed and ran to, so this bathroom happened to be a couple feet from the porch where the guys were kind of hanging out, getting ready to smoke their cigars. And my sister Eden happened to be in the kitchen, towel wrapped, no, she had curlers in her hair and a robe on. She was getting ready to pour us champagne because we were all, you know, we just had gotten there. We were all ready to enjoy our trip, first night there. And I run past her and we're both screaming like idiots, me and my mom. And she's like, what the fuck? What'd you see? Mice? What'd you see? A spider? She didn't even know. Eden's very, you know, she's like, what the fuck with anything? So we were like, I just waved the stick in her face because I didn't know what to say. I was kind of at a loss for words. And she was like, no. So she runs out with us, and now you can take over, Al, because this is where your time shines.
I'm the
fourth to know. You guys came, you just kind of came outside, and we were just like, you know, it all happened very, very quickly. And then you just screamed, I'm pregnant, and I didn't understand, like, it didn't register right away for some
reason.
How
do you know that?
Yeah, because I didn't think like, oh, hey, like, you know, I was like, no, like we just, yeah, I didn't know if somebody called you because you had just gone to the doctor too. I'm like, what, where is this dude's coming from? And then, you know, I saw that, I too saw the stick with the pee on it. I can confirm that you didn't wait at all. It's actually pretty gross. It's you know, it's still, you know, it's probably the best way you could, you know, I didn't want to go down that road, but either way, we took a picture of the test and there's even still pee in the
picture. A little plastic would have helped.
Yeah, like something. You know what I mean? Like a little
lock bag.
Yeah, because I'm thinking about grabbing a plastic bag when that's happening.
No, and we were just very, very excited. So yeah, and now here we are. But the entire trip, it totally changed the dynamic of the trip, like immediately.
Yes, it definitely changed the dynamic because the whole time everybody was drinking, having fun, and not that I wasn't. I was on such a high from that moment that I was so excited I didn't really care, but it definitely changed a lot. Like, I don't think it hit really Albie, though, until we got our first sonogram.
Are we allowed to talk about waddling out of the ocean the next morning?
Waddling out of the
already
ocean.
Waddling like she's, you know, 8 months pregnant.
Oh my god! Well, no, Chell turned it on immediately. Like, you would think the second night. Now, for the same girl that was like, "I'm going to take this test because I'm about to go rip tequila for the next 7 days," like immediately, you would think she's like oiling her body for stretch marks and stuff. Like right away, you would think that she was 6 months pregnant. Legit waddling.
Dad, please, no cigars near me.
Yeah, legit waddling. Like, you know, and. So in that, everyone obviously is very, very happy. But for me, it was kind of strange because I had always thought, like, you picture kind of how this will play out in your life kind of thing, you know? And then we're in the moment and my family is not around. I'm in a different country, right? So, like, my initial instinct was to actually try and not tell anyone. That was my initial thought. I wanted to wait till I got home.
That lasted all of about 5 seconds.
Maybe it was about 15 seconds. I said that out loud, and Chell's exact words, you know you're not going to be able to keep your mouth shut, immediately says that. So everyone's like, all right, well, you know what? Let's FaceTime Mom. Now, this is when the domino effect of everybody on the planet, okay, that's around us, I don't know who's who right now. Still to this moment, I don't know. I call my mom. So Mom picks up and she's like, "Go, what are you doing?" And it's like, it was like a layup. Like, she's like, "Oh, I'm making Cinnabons," which, like, she's never done in her entire life.
It really was like the perfect setup. Yeah, so, even Chris said after we said, "Oh, well, we have a bun in our oven for you as well." And she started immediately bawling her eyes out.
Yeah, she screamed.
And Chris goes, "Wow, what a setup."
Yeah. Now, that's the thing. I think I'm just saying to Mom, and Chris is in the background, like four or five, Chris or Bono, everybody's in the background. Okay, so I don't even get to see the reaction, you know, from anybody. They're all there, but they're passing the phone around. Obviously, everybody very, very excited. Okay. I do the same thing to my dad, okay? Now, what I'm not realizing is FaceTime is just the way Mom found out, okay? Because this is all still registering to me. FaceTime is on speakerphone. So everybody that's around them is finding out at the same time, okay? So by the time I get to, you know, we called Lauren from there.
Lauren didn't answer. So we had to call her about three times.
We called Lauren like three times. And then a lot of people, some people are like, "Oh, I knew it. Really, I don't know where that was even coming from. But that was going out there. But it hit me very, very hard. And then it also was not like, it's a really weird thing, I think, to learn.
I think it had to hit you at the restaurant when Chelsea told the waiter, "Oh, I'm pregnant. I'm not going to be having alcohol tonight."
It definitely, but you know what, like everything, literally everything, yeah, you know, because every time, like, I got, as a person that, like, I look things up, I research things, I've gotten very weird and awkward in ways that I had no anticipation of fully, like, the things I do every day, like, hey, is it okay if we use this kind of toothpaste? Like, you know, the I'm asking about everything. You would think I just learned to read. It's the craziest thing. But I start calling now. as we get down the road of like, okay, who's going to know and who's going to tell who, then I'm going to reach out to folks and whatever. I start calling other members of my family, okay, certain ones of my cousins, stuff like that. And everyone you could tell is putting on like the face of like they're acting surprised. So everybody had already gotten and called, like did the whole like domino effect of don't say anything, but like Lauren was calling people and everything else. So by the time I got home, it was pretty much out everywhere. But yeah, it was quite the trip. It was quite the curveball of the trip.
It was. And as much as Artie Albee carries my bags for me, he literally did not let me carry a single thing of luggage, which was nice. That was good. So, I mean, as much as I wasn't milking that part. You right away switched into gear of, I'm going to just be the best husband with a kid on the way.
It's, I don't know. It's kind of made me, yeah, it's made me a little paranoid, I think a little bit, you know, but it was a wild everything. And then here we are. But so it's your first grandchild for you guys.
First grandchild.
Second one on the other side. How are we feeling?
Excited. Like super excited. Nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a little scared. But I have a lot of friends. My best friend, she's going to have her second grandchild. So we're going to have fun together and she'll teach me the ropes. And I'm happy. It's really an exciting time.
So we have so we're due around September. Bobby, we put that out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're doing September. Okay. Do we have predictions, or are we rooting for boy or girl right now?
Probably hoping for a boy. Since, I mean, I had three daughters, so I have no experience with boys, but I would like to see you guys have a boy, and obviously be the fifth.
It makes the name, it makes the whole naming thing a lot easier, because we are going back and forth on that. So, I mean, what do we think of Gramps?
I'm thinking I'm not sure yet.
What do you? I mean, you got to be pulling for a boy, right? I think we're both pretty obviously pulling for a boy.
I think Chelsea would be a very good parent for a boy. Not that she wouldn't for a girl, but she seems like she's geared up to have a boy. All our dogs in our house have always been boys, and it will only be boys. Just because
are we getting
daughters.
A cage for that?
should be
able to take him for
walks.
She does
very well with boys, I think. But either way,
I don't think my son's
going to
hump my leg, so I'm prepared for.
Either way, I'm going to be so excited.
You guys are going to be amazing parents. I know that. Amazing parents.
I'm excited. It's really, though, you know, Chell's right. Like, so we get back, we do the first sonogram, and, you know, we call it Chippy. So we've just been calling the kid Chippy.
Because but tell them
it was,
why we
well,
call
because
it Chippy.
Immediately Chell, like, downloaded the app, like, the second we found out. Like, immediately, right?
And it's why do you sound annoyed by that?
No, because you were, like, you just got the app. Like I don't think you finished screaming. The pee had not dried off the stick before you had an app
you
downloaded.
Still never dried off the pee.
Yeah, still. Yeah, just leaving it. It's in the kitchen. So anyway, the stick is there, and it says the size of a chocolate chip. That's what it says. So that Chippy has stuck. So I'm hoping Chippy's a boy. However, in the event it is a girl, okay, we've always had this discussion. I was going to stay out of the naming process for a girl, okay? Now,
until you completely tried to take it over.
Until you told me what you want to name the girl.
Until Sarah McLachlan's Adia came out.
So that's
and
what I said. You asked me what name would be nice for a girl, and I said Adia. I always thought the name Adia would be very nice.
It's a very pretty name.
I think so.
I just, unfortunately, the way my brain thinks, it's not, you know, it's
well, what do you want to name? What do you want?
The way my brain thinks is nicknames. I've always been that way with our dogs. Our dogs are never called by their actual name. They're always called by their nicknames. They have about 1,000 nicknames, each of them. And that's just the way my brain works. You're Albie. That's a nickname. That's not your real name. You know, I have other nicknames for you. I won't say them on here, but but that's just the way I work. So with Adia, my brain went right to like AIDS. Like, people are going to call her AIDS and make fun of her. And I don't know. Unfortunately, I'm already worried about, you know, my child getting bullied, like, even though they're not going to get bullied.
I got bullied all the time. I worked out great. I get, you know, taught on social media, we still get it.
Yeah.
So, and look at me. I turned out awesome.
You're awesome.
But, I mean, you know, no, but there's, I just think it's a very nice name. But we were playing the song over and over and over again. And then you dropped on me recently. You were like, no, that's not what we're going. What's the name you want to go with?
I don't want to tell people.
Why?
Because, like, the boy name, if it is a boy, is out there. We already know it's going to be Albert the Fifth. But my girl name, if it's not a girl, I don't want people to know, because then it's, like, going to become a trend. People are going to start naming
you
it
that. You just had that much. You had that much. She had so much influence, do you see? Oh, I don't want the public to get their hands on this name.
Exactly.
I definitely want to say it.
No, stop.
Well, we named our middle daughter Eden, mm-hmm. and a lot of people use that name after her. Is that fair?
Did that happen? Know. Is that a real thing?
Yes.
I don't know.
At least three.
A few friends that we knew. All right, three. Actually, the massage girl that used to come to the house who wanted really to take my life.
Things are coming out.
I feel like we should explore this a little bit further. So, she wanted to kill you? You had a massage?
So we had this girl that used to come to the house and give both of us massages. And... very bizarre. She would ask a million questions, and I swear, I think she wanted a little bit more. I don't know, from both of us. She was very, very strange. And then when we had Eden, and it was maybe like a year and a half later, she had a child and she named it Eden. So I don't know. It's just weird. That was one person. There was about three or four.
Well, I mean, you know, like there's either way, you know, going to the boy route obviously makes a lot of things a lot easier, right? However,
is it easier?
Yeah. Why is that? You mean like just the naming process?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's a you know.
It's no choice. Yeah. It's just it's what you got to do.
It's how it is.
I think it's probably nice to have a boy first. And then, because it's like a big brother type of thing. I mean, you're the mm-hmm. oldest boy, so.
Well, it's a lot of pressure. Do you feel pressured?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? This womb is going to make greatness regardless.
Wow. So. That's a great, it's just a greatness oven.
Greatness.
It's just, his dad keeps calling me a vessel. He's like, you are a vessel
school.
Now.
That was Mama Scalia. I dropped that.
How's vessel feeling?
Yeah. That was the old
name. Whenever I walk into the kitchen. Nah,
and you know, that's a time-honored, it's a position of honor down here. Well, speaking of, I don't know if you guys have listened to the shows recently, but there's been quite a stir since the wedding. I got a lot of questions here, but there's a point, counterpoint, but this is the big one that's come up. My brother brought up the thank you cards and how they are typed and not handwritten.
Oh, I heard that one.
So, I mean, the community wants to know, do you have any response to Chris's comments on the thank you cards being typed?
I'm going to back up the... So we had obviously two different weddings, so we had two different thank you cards. I will back up the brownstone ones because we had about 450 people there. Those were being typed because half of those probably didn't even make it to half the people that went there. However, the Italy ones, I do agree they should have been handwritten because there was, you know, 40 people there, 50 people there.
Well, I don't think I would have sent a handwritten one to my brother. Like, I wouldn't have done that. Because I was, like, he was saying it's the same message to everybody that went through. And I said this. I said, look, the pictures took a while to get back, which, number one. But the thing was, we actually, like, what was cool about the wedding, too, was I felt individually, literally with everybody that was there, we had, like, a nice after moment, too. Like, very probably some of the nicest conversations I had in my entire life happened there, you know. Not that they shouldn't get like a thank you situation after, but I thought it was like, to me, that's how I kind of looked back and I don't know, and framed it up. You know what I mean?
I agree.
So that was just me.
I just think it's changed so much. I think invitations in general, thank you notes in general, everything is so, you know, everything is an Evite or, you know, it's just not a lot of handwritten things anymore. And I personally feel that all the people that were in Italy, you had an intimate conversation with and you thanked them for being there and making the trip. And I don't know, you know, after the fact, so many months down the road, when you have the pictures together and you put together a thank you note, I just think it's reiterating what you've already said to the person. Thank you for coming. We're so happy you could make the trip and your generosity. And so I think you kind of covered that anyway with your thank yous. And then for the brownstone, obviously, it was just a lot of people.
Yeah, we still don't know.
It would have been literally impossible for you to sit down and handwrite. And honestly, Chelsea doesn't have the nicest handwriting.
I do when I write slow, but, you know, after 17 cards, my hand's cramping already and I'm going to start writing like chicken scratch.
Yeah, I think they tend to look sloppy. I think they, you know.
I write 200 cards for 400.
I also think like, I think the invites and the thank yous all end up in the same place. They end up on somebody's wall. You're going to tack them. So it's a different kind of thing. But so I do agree it goes in that direction. Is it nice to handwrite stuff and everything? Sure. I understand that. But here's the thing. I think it was a very, very, very different kind of trip in the sense that, like, my sister, we talked about this after we got back, literally sent a text message out saying, I miss everybody involved. My sister's never missed me once in her entire life. It was a very transformative thing from a relationship perspective. She still, and on this very show, denied the fact that she said something so nice to me. But it really was that kind of thing. So I think it was really more commemorating that than anything else, which was nice. But I will say this, okay? I think for the hardcore folks in the show that have chimed in, a lot of folks agreeing with us, some folks agreeing with Chris as well. You guys got to go on, Dear Albie, okay? Because we got to get the show back on its feet, guys. We had a little bump on the way to Chippy. Now it's an actual bump. Okay,
now we have bump.
The way. Now bump's on the way. So here's what we're gonna do. You got to go on Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen, rate, comment, okay, and comment how much you love the show. Send us a screenshot with your address. We are going to go and take one of the thank you cards from one of the weddings, okay, and we will mail you one of the
more?
Thank yous.
Huh? I don't even know if we had more. We might have used them
all. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you know what? But my point is we're going to handwrite a thank you to everybody that goes and does that.
Oh, okay. I can do that.
The wedding ones too because it's fun. I think we have them.
Okay. I know your family has a pile.
I gave a stack.
Yeah.
But that's going to be a nice little contest. But go down there. Hit us up. And we will get it done. It's like everybody was there.
Any final words, grandparents?
No, we're just super, super excited for you guys.
It still hasn't hit me at all. Yeah. But so now here's the latest, I guess, right? Now, the sonogram picks have been better. It's the picture that you used. It was the latest sonogram pick. And it turned on the video. And that was pretty wild. But it's like swims in there like a fish right now.
Yeah, it was kicking its little legs and stuff.
It seems very fast. Very fast heartbeat. But mom and baby are very healthy right now, which we are very thankful for. But its heart rate was like 165 or something like that. And I don't know what this says, but my brain immediately went to, I was like, yeah, it's definitely like the kid's taking after me already. Like, this is crazy. He's all stressed out.
A higher heartbeat usually means a girl, so we shall see.
Yeah.
Is that
healthy
a fact?
Baby.
Yes.
You know, all the boy and girl talk, it's all, you know, you just
healthy
you pray
baby.
For a healthy baby. And
well, they say senses getting heightened are a sign of a boy, right? Because you smell stuff that like isn't even.
Yeah, I definitely. So far, the senses have been very heightened. Very, very sick all day. Nauseous all day. That's a girl. They say that's a girl.
You guys feel like she's playing up that stuff a little bit, though? Like, she's, like, used it 3 or 4 times to get out of going places. And I'm, like, not entirely against it.
I don't like to go sit at dinner. My family likes to sit at dinner for 2-3 hours, and that's great. But when you have waves of nauseousness, it's not great. Because I don't want to be anywhere but laying down if I feel nauseous. So it's not really playing up to it. I've always had a weak stomach and I've always use that to get out of things, but now I don't give a fuck. If I'm tired, I'm gonna be tired. If I have a stomach ache, I have a stomach ache. And you know what? It's because I'm growing a damn baby.
Little person. I mean, to be fair, you're really, really, really tired in the beginning. And most people are nauseous. And you know what? A lot of times it is, maybe you are slightly exaggerating, but it's the one time in your life that you just, the way you feel, you're entitled to feel the way you feel, and you just take care of yourself. Do what you have to do.
Have you looked into baby size vests?
Not yet.
Kind
of.
So what?
Kind of, but not yet.
So what's the, given let's say it's a boy, right? Now that's going to be, I mean, frankly, almost be new for both of us because you've not had a baby boy around, period. Now that is, I think it would be a very exciting thing, but you're, you know, I mean, like, it's almost like you have a playbook on the girl end, right? So now going to a boy, what's the approach? What do we do?
I don't know. I really don't know yet. I don't know. Do I build things?
I don't know. I'm asking you. I mean,
I get motorcycles?
I've never done this either.
Go-karts? Yeah.
it's like...
But you are boys, though, so I think you'll be doing just fine.
I think I'd be fine either way. I think, like, you know, it's just... I don't know. I'm freaking out, man.
Well, a lot of my symptoms are girls, so we shall see. Better be prepared for a girl.
Little boy golfer, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
14 years old, I'm going to be, you know, X years old.
Especially if it's a girl. She is getting right into golfing because those scholarships are...
She better play.
They're looking good. We need a kid with a scholarship.
It's getting real out there.
Our kid can be anything they want.
No, very excited. But no, appreciate you guys. It was awesome to get all the well wishes. You guys are amazing as always. But no, I want to at least give you guys the backstory we had. That was the questions that we got were, hey, we're going to hear about how you guys found out. It's still kind of new to me. Not kind of new to me, very new to me. And I still have to get, like, it's the background on my phone. I still have to get, those little reminders where, I guess, like, for you, since you guys live together, you and Shippy, it's like, you know, you have the constant, you know, do you feel totally different? Like, what's going on in there? Do you feel like, what's it like? Do you feel like you just have to, like, go to the bathroom or something? Or, like, do you feel full? I don't know.
Like, I really do just feel nauseous and tired. The tiredness almost outweighs the nauseousness. It is an unexplainable amount of tiredness. You are just fatigued doing the littlest things. I go to work. I still work 8 to 3. And, you know, those hours aren't crazy, but I came home a lot of the days and taking naps, 2-hour naps, and still waking up exhausted. You are just exhausted. It's crazy.
I think when you're in the car coming home from work, do you feel like you're alone?
Yeah.
Or is somebody with you?
No, I feel like I talk to Chippy.
So that's a big deal. Hey, that's pretty cool.
What's going on down
there?
Men
will never know what that feels like.
Yeah.
Right? So when you drive home, you feel somebody's in the car.
Johnson down there every once in a while.
My Johnson? I talk to my Johnson?
Isn't that what they...
Like what? Like,
I was trying to think of a nice way to say it.
No, like, yo, man, like, happy Wednesday. We're going to get through this. Like, what do you think... Talk to him about what?
Here's Johnny.
Yeah, right?
You've never talked to your penis.
Talk to it? No. What have you...
I'm on the ride home from work?
Yeah. Like, what?
I'm sitting there
you've
on...
never
you know,
talked. You've never gave it a pep talk?
Having my coffee
you know
in
what?
The morning.
No, that's exactly what happened. I'll tell you what. After you walked away, when you actually had the time to clean the stick off, I was like, great job, bud. Like, really,
we did
really
say
great
that.
Job.
We said, you got a year... We got a minimum year and a half to 2 years. You don't have to worry about, super performing anymore. So
yeah, it's like, you know, don't even
now
worry about it.
Now you can celebrate.
Yeah,
think
like,
about
you
that.
Know, take the next 9 months off,
I would
Al.
Bet money that at least 5 times in your lifetime you have talked to your penis.
Wow, that's different then. We're talking about every day. Like,
I didn't say every day.
That's different. I can't think of one time. I can't think of one circumstance where I'd have to.
You should ask the community. You're sitting home on a morning, having tea. You just woke up. Do you feel alone or do you feel like somebody's with you? That was really what we're getting at.
I don't know about grabbing your... I feel like somebody's with me, for sure.
Right. You feel like you have somebody with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's really
but
cool.
I don't know if it's because I'm nauseous. So I'm like, oh, I'm nauseous because I got a baby in there.
Do you talk to you know, like...
I've been rubbing my belly since the second I peed on that stick and found out. So I, you know,
now
I don't,
the other issue
alone.
That I'm.
Yeah. Do you talk to the poom poom?
I do not.
Talk to the poom poom?
Please do not call it poom poom.
Be ready, vagina.
Be ready.
Oh, my God.
Do you talk?
I do
are
not...
you like, oh, great job? Like, I hope you're making a happy home. I don't know. Like, are you, like, talking it through? Like, you know?
No.
Then why the hell?
What I can't even see it with how big my boobs have grown.
Let's go to point two. When Al calls you and he just goes, how's Chippy doing? Instead of saying, how you doing? Is that okay?
Oh, yeah.
As a husband? Because...
Oh, we almost got in an argument the other morning because he was like, I'm going to talk to Chippy. And he was trying to talk to Chippy and I was like,
hello.
You're not saying anything. He's just he was uncomfortable in the laying position he was in.
It was so, she got me laying.
That's because you're listening. We don't even get to talk to the baby around. Without you there. That's...
He's like, oh, I can put my hand on the belly and then Chippy can hear me. Without
yeah,
speaking I was, out loud.
I agree
telepathically.
That
100%.
I'm like, you're telepathically, you're talking to my fetus. Okay.
We are communing via energy. And it was just, hey, it's your dad. And you know, me and Chippy had our thing. We you know.
I don't plan on talking too much to this child.
It's just
to the child, like when it's born or in my belly.
Either.
That's so weird. You're so weird. You
next
were you
level.
Were on the show. You were
next
fine.
Level.
You have 10 seconds left.
Next level.
I don't know what to say right now. That was a lot. Okay, but hey, we're very excited. We love you all. Thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you.
And
feel good, Shells. Al, keep
yeah.
talking to everything.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm a little concerned that my father doesn't want to talk to my child, but we'll get into that in the next episode.
But we will be letting you guys know the gender this week. So we'll be finding out shortly. By the time this airs, we'll probably already know. So, big week, guys. Big week, community. We're hitting you a lot at once, but thank you for hanging in there. We love you guys. Catch you later.